Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Ches, finishing up the Halachos of Tachanun. We're going to talk about Nefilas Hapayim when davening on behalf of the community, and also the Halachos of bowing on stone floors. Says the Mechaber in Sif Ches, Ein Adam Chashuv Rashai Lipol Alpanov Kesh Mispalal Al Hatzibor Ela Imkein Hu Batuach Sheyeona Ki Yoshua Benun. An important person may not do Nefilas Hapayim when davening on behalf of a community unless he is certain that he will be answered like Yehoshua ben Nun. To what type of Nefilas Hapayim does the Shulchan Aruch refer over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Lamed Zayin, Haynu Kishuhu Derech Kida. We're talking about when one falls on the ground, Va'afilu Belo Pishut Adayim Ve'aglayim, even without stretching out the arms and legs. Va'afilu Lo Hayasham Ritzva Savanim, even without a stone floor. The Bishar Kol Adam Shari, if it was someone else, it would be perfectly permitted. However, ba'adam chashuv aser, when it's an adam chashuv davening on behalf of the community, this is forbidden. V'imhu matek tzas atzido, if he leans himself a little bit to the side, afilu aritz pasavonim shardi, even if it's on a stone floor, then it would be permitted. The ein zeh nefila alpanov, because that's not considered falling on one's face. V'chol shakein nefila sapayim shalanu, shuhurak hatoyos arosh v'chisui ponim ba'alma, v'vaday shardi. Of course, our form of nefila sapayim, which is just bending our head and covering our face, that certainly would be permitted. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Ches, Keshe Mispalal Al Hatzibor. What exactly is the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Perush Ubifnei Hatzibor. The Adam Chashuv is davening not only on behalf of the Tzibor, but also in front of the Tzibor. The Kesifo Le Milsa Shemahar Harim Shein Hagun Ve'in Ra'i Le'anos. This is going to cause him shame, and people will suspect him of not being worthy of being answered, and that's why the Tzibor did not receive the answer to the Adam Chashuv's Tfila. That's why we tell the Adam Chashuv not to do this in front of the Tzibor. However, Aval Beveso, Afilu Mispalal Al HaTzibor, Mutar. If he's davening at home in private, so then he can do so. Va'afilu Bifnei HaTzibor, even if he's in front of the Tzibor, Davka Kashuhu Levado No Fel Apanav. The prohibition is only when he's the only one who is falling to the ground. Ve'in Akal Noflin Imo. The congregation is not falling together with him. The Imkol Akal Noflin, if the rest of the congregation is falling. Azayim Ein Chas V'Shalom Na'anin. If Chas V'Shalom, there's no response to the Tfila, in Genai Kol Kach, the Adam Chashuv. It's not such a disgrace to the Adam Chashuv. The Lo Adif Hu, Mechlal HaTzibor, because he's no worse than the rest of the Tzibor. Everybody fell on their face, and nonetheless, there was no answer. Why should we blame the Adam Chashuv? So in that case, there would be no prohibition. What is the Shulchan Aruch talking about when he says that the Adam Chashuv, unless the Adam Chashuv is guaranteed to be answered like Yehoshua ben Nun? Sha'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamites, Kum Lecha Lama Atanofel Aponecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yehoshua ben Nun to rise up from his falling because he has been answered. Continues the Ramah in Se'if Ches. V'chein Aser Lechol Adam Lipol Aponav B'Pishut Yodayim V'Raglayim Afilu Im Ein Sham Even Maskis. It is prohibited for everyone to fall on the ground with outstretched arms and legs, even without a stone floor. Avalim Notek Tzas Atzido Mutter. If he bends himself a little bit to the side, so then it would be Mutter Im Ein Sham Even Maskis, if there's no stone floor. V'chein Yasu B'Yom Kippur K'Shenoflin Apaneim. That is what we should do on Yom Kippur. When we fall on the ground on a stone floor, we need to turn ourselves to the side and not stretch out the arms and legs. Or, if they put some grass to separate between the person and the ground, that would also be permitted, and that is our custom. So let's get into these halachos of bowing on stone floors. The Mishnah Berurah here is going to give us a little bit of a hakdama in Seif Mem. V'chein aser v'chulei, aktim hakdama ketzar k'dei sheyisbar heitev. Allow me to outline a short introduction so that everything is clear. V'hu, Dine Ksiv Batorah of the Evan Maskis, Lo Sitinu Baritzachem Lishtachavo Saleha. The Torah writes that we are not to bow on a stone platform. The Hainu Afu, Kishimishtachav El Ashomayim, Al Evan Maskis, O Aritz Basavonim, the Chodamil Sahi. The Torah is telling us not even to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a stone platform or on a stone floor, which are all considered of one type. V'chosvu ha-poskim, dein osur min ha-Torah ki'im kishiyesh tarte legriyusa. The poskim write that the iser d'oraisa, the biblical prohibition, applies only when there are two factors that work against you. Dahainu, what are those two? Kishimishtachav ha-bepishut adayim v'raglayim. Number one, you're bowing with outstretched arms and legs. V'gam aritz basavonim davka. Number two, you're bowing on a stone floor. Avol derech kida, if you're bowing without the outstretched arms and legs, but rather just on the face, the hainu shenofel al apav, You fall on the face on the ground without stretching out the arms and legs. Or if you do the outstretched arms and legs, but you don't have the stone floor, so then also rak midivrei sofrim. So then the prohibition is midrabanan. The gazukido atu hishtachavaya. The rabbanan forbade bowing on one's face, lest one come to stretch out his arms and legs. Vishalo al ritzba atu ritzba. They also forbade bowing on a non-stone floor, lest one come to bow on a stone floor. Aval im hayatarte lemal yusa. If there were two factors that work in your favor, dahainu derech kida below ritzba savanim. You bow just on your face without the arms and legs, and you're also not on a stone floor. So then lo gazu rabbanon. Then the iser does not apply. V'chinam hayanofal derech kida aritzba savanim. If you fell on your face on a stone floor, ach shalo hayakida gimura, but it wasn't a complete falling. V'hainu shenotak tzas atzido. You turned a little bit to your side. Oh, im haya bepishut yodayim v'raglayim. If you stretched out your arms and legs, v'shalo ala ritzba, but you were not on a stone floor. V'notak tzas atzido, and you also turned yourself a bit to the side. D'lo hava pishut mamish, such that it's not a complete stretching. So then gam kein mutter, that would also be permitted. V'yata novo levar divrei hagar. Based on that introduction, let us explain the words of the Rama, who says, V'chein also v'chol adam v'chule. Likewise, it's prohibited for every person. Rotsa lomar, the Rama means to say, K'mo ba'adam chashav haniska le'el aser afilu below evin maskis. Just as for an adam chashav, he's not allowed to fall on his face even on a non-stone floor. Kein hacha, so too over here. Ela desham aser afilu derech kida. For the adam chashav, it's aser even to fall just on his face without the arms and legs. V'hacha in aser rakdavka derech pishut yodayim v'raglayim. But over here, it's going to be aser. It's going to be aser only if he stretches out the arms and legs. So let's get into each of the cases. Ein sham even maskis. So the Rama said that one is not allowed to stretch out his arms and legs even on a non-stone floor. Ein sham even maskis o ritzba savanim, if it's not a stone platform or a stone floor. Vim yasham ritzba savanim, but if there is a stone floor, afilu derech kido aser, so then just falling on the face would be prohibited. Vidavka kishaponim devukim pekarka. However, this is true only when your face is really hitting the ground. Avalim shocha betfila, if you're just bowing during tfila without hitting the ground, afilu yasham ritzba shari. So then even if there were a stone floor, it would be mutter. Vidavka negad ritzbas avanim. This also only applies when it's a stone floor. Avol ritzbas levinim in asura. However, a floor that is made out of bricks, that is not forbidden. The even ksiv, because the Torah writes a stone floor. Ulevin olav evenhu. A brick is not a stone. Kidichsiv atihi lohem alevin ola oven. As the Torah writes, that the bricks functioned as stones, which implies that the bricks are not actually stones. What constitutes a stone floor? So Rav Yashiv in footnote 52 says that if the floor is composed of small stones, then it is considered a stone floor. Rav Vosner in Chelak Aleph Simon Chav Gimel Shevet Alevi writes that marble is considered a stone floor. The Rama concluded by saying that on Yom Kippur we need to be careful about these halachos when we're going to bow on the ground in shul. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Beis, in Sham Evan Maskis. If there's no stone floor, so then one can do pishut yadayim v'raglayim. He can stretch out his arms and legs as long as he bends himself a little bit to the side. Aval kishayesh evan maskis, says the Mishnah Berurah, when there is a stone floor, lo mahani hataya altsido. So then bending to your side doesn't help. Kivan shu bepishut yadayim v'raglayim, because he's stretching out his arms and legs. And so we have three factors over here. We have number one, stone floor. Number two, pishut yadayim v'raglayim. And we need to mitigate those two factors. So we need to have no stone floor plus turning to your side, or there can be a stone floor, but then you can't have the stretched out arms and legs, and you also need to turn to your side. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Gimel, Keshenoflim al Pinehem, Rotzalomar, Keshehim Noflim Derech Pishut Adayim V'Raglayim, Shalo al Aritzba, Tzrichim Lahatos al Tzidehem. If they're going to stretch out their arms and legs on a non-stone floor, then they need to turn to their sides. V'chein Keshiyesh Ritzba, likewise, when there is a stone floor, Afilu Noflim Derech Kido Bi'Alma, even if they're just falling with their faces without the arms and legs, Tzrichim Lahatos al Tzidehem. They still need to fall to their sides. Im Yatziu, Tzarech Lomar O Yatziu. The Rama here gives another alternative, which is to place some grass to separate the person from the ground. V'rotza Lomar, what he means to say is, the Oz Afilu Below Hatoya al Tzidehem, that essentially the separation substitutes for the turning on one side. So if you have a stone floor, but you bow just with your face, and there's also a separation, that would be mutter. Or if there's a non-stone floor, and you bow with stretched out arms and legs, and also with the separation, that would also be mutter. Where exactly should one place the grass? Rav Eliashiv says to do it between the face and the ground, because that's the ikker of the problem over here. And Rav Shlomo Zalman comments on the following case. What if you have a carpet that's firmly attached to the floor? Does the iser still apply? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that fundamentally it's mutter to bow in that case because it's carpet, it's not stone. But the custom is nonetheless to be stringent. On Sunday, Bezes Hashem, we will continue with Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. Have a wonderful Shabbos.